For Blue Ridge Public Radio, I'm Smoky Mountain News staff writer Corey Valancourt. This week, the BPR news team has been looking at mayor's races in three very different Western North Carolina communities, including Franklin and Waynesville. Today, we're in Maggie Valley. Located at the far western end of Haywood County, Maggie Valley has always been a seasonal draw for tourists. But the increasing cost of living in the Asheville area is pushing development further and further west into a town that has always been a fiercely independent place, says Alderman and mayoral candidate Mike Eveland. He says change hasn't always been welcomed in Maggie Valley.
Our commercial over the last 10, 12 years has been in decline to some degree. I think we've leveled off, and I think that the last couple of years has shown us that the numbers are better. So the growth over the next 8 to 12 years is going to be interesting because there are people within the valley that would really like to see the valley stay the same. And then there's a lot of people that look at the valley and understand that it needs to grow and continue to evolve.
The next mayor will have to manage that growth, whether that's Eveland or Mayor Pro Tem Janet Banks, who is also running for mayor.
I moved here 12 years ago. The population of Maggie Valley, I had been told at that time, was approximately 1,100 people. It's now up to almost 1,400. So you're looking at basically a 20% growth increase over 10 years. I would like to see a slow, steady growth that we can manage within our current budget.
The town's financial position is especially strong. Maggie Valley has no debt, a fund balance hovering around 100%, and the lowest taxes in Haywood County. If that's going to continue as the commercial sector grows, Maggie Valley will have to deal with another Asheville-driven crisis, according to Banks. Affordable housing.
There aren't housing affordability options for people who are coming here to work, and I think we need to do something about it.
Eveland says there's already a shortage of workers in Maggie Valley and agrees with Banks that it's going to get worse if something isn't done. They also agree that change is coming. In fact, Eveland and Banks seem to agree on a lot, except for who's the best person to help manage that change. I'm Smoky Mountain News staff writer Corey Valancourt for BPR.